One out of every five undergraduate students is a parent, and more than half of them are not completing their education with a degree.
Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. I'm Matt Oldham. According to Department of Education data, more than 20% of undergrad students were raising children in 2016. So imagine adding expenses like daycare on top of the cost of college. Well, with me is Melissa Emery-Aris to talk about a GAO report on options for this group of students. Thanks for joining me, Melissa.
Happy to be here, Matt.
So when we're talking about students who are raising children, are there any options out there for them to offset some of the extra costs they're facing?
There are. So just in general for folks to be aware, there are over 4 million undergraduate students who are college parents. So this is very different than sort of the typical view of a college student who might be, you know, 18 or 19 without kids. We're talking about people who are generally older, often in their early 30s, who have children and are going to college. And they do have some options, and those options include federal programs. For example, there's a program called Child Care Access Means Parents in School, and it's got this catchy name, C-Campus, for short. And what it does is it provides child care to students either on campus or in their communities. However, it's a pretty small program. The program is only targeted to a small number of schools. You have less than 100 schools who are receiving grants for these child care services. And just over 3,000 students are benefiting from this particular program.
Other than the financial costs that students with children can see, are there any other effects this report talks about for students? Are they graduating at the same rate as students without children?
Yeah, that's a great question, Matt. There are a lot of challenges that these students or parents are facing. They're balancing going to class. Many of them are working full time, and they're trying to, you know, make it all work. And in terms of the outcomes, we found that 3% of student parents earned a bachelor's degree within 6 years, and that's so much lower than the 37% of all undergraduate students. So they're really facing an uphill battle.
And with this federal program, C-Campus, are we seeing different results for the students who use that benefit?
You know, Matt, I wish we knew the answer to that question. The problem is that the Department of Education, which runs this program, doesn't really know. They put together graduation rates for students who participate, but the graduation rate calculations are so flawed that they don't really tell you what percentage of students are graduating. And so you don't really know. You don't really know if this program is making a difference in terms of helping these student parents graduate.
So it sounds like there are problems with how the Department of Education measures graduation rates, and this makes it difficult to determine the program's effectiveness. So, Melissa, does this report have any recommendations for education to improve things?
It does. So it focuses on the performance measures that the department calculates for this Child Care Access Means Parents in School program. But it also focuses on another option that can help student parents with financial aid. So in the financial aid process, you know, students talk about their financial, you know, income, expenses, et cetera, to figure out how much aid is available to them. And one of the options that is available for them is to talk about their childcare expenses so that they can potentially receive more federal student aid to cover their childcare expenses. And the official term for this is a dependent care allowance. However, what we found was that not all of the schools that are serving student parents are letting student parents even know that this exists. So we made a recommendation to the Department of Education to really encourage schools to put this information out there so that student parents are aware of it, and then they can make the decision. You know, some may choose to take out additional federal student loans to help pay for childcare, and others may choose not to. But either way, it's important we feel that student parents have information that this option exists.
What's the bottom line?
I think the bottom line is that student parents are struggling, and there are a lot of them. I mean, we're talking, like you said, about one out of every five undergraduate students is a parent, and more than half of them are not completing their education with a degree. So that's troubling. And so we think more needs to be done to help student parents know, especially about this option for additional federal student aid to help them pay for childcare. And we also think more needs to be done in terms of overseeing this child care access means parents and school program so that you can really know, is it making a difference in terms of helping students graduate?
Melissa Emery-Aris was talking about a GA report looking at college students who raise children. Thank you for your time, Melissa.
Thank you, Matt.
And thank you for listening to The Watchdog Report. To hear more podcasts, subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts. For more from the Congressional Watchdog, U.S. Government Accountability Office, visit us at gao.gov.